Scripture says that God our Savior desires all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. But what is the truth? And how do we gain that knowledge? The answer to these questions and more in today's edition of Faith with Father. Living Bread Radio presents Faith with Father, a program aimed at teaching today's culture the truth about the Catholic faith. And now here's your host, Tim Perry.
Hello, and welcome to this edition of Faith with Father. I'm your host, Tim Perry, and with me today in studio is Father Greg Maturi, currently the pastor of St. Dominic's Parish in Youngstown. Welcome, Father.
Thanks for having me, Tim.
Great. Today we're going to continue our discussion from the UCAT about what we believe as Catholics, and we've been going through the Ten Commandments, and today we come to the Sixth Commandment. And what is the Sixth Commandment, Father?
Well, the Sixth Commandment, of course, is thou shalt not commit adultery. But under that heading, of course, it includes all the sexual sins and all the things that are contrary to love as expressed in human sexuality.
Okay, so what question number 400 in the Catechism says, what does it mean to say that man is a sexual being?
That's a great question. You know, sex is something that a lot of people are interested in talking about, but few people really understand. God created the human race male and female. That is, he created human beings sexually. They have equal dignity, and yet men and women are different, and they approach love differently. And so, but human sexuality is about love. So what we're talking about when we talk about sex is we're really talking about love.
Okay, so question 402 says, what is love?
Excellent. You know, and therein lies the rub. What is love? Love, first of all, love is not simply a feeling, and that's people usually associate love with a feeling. And of course, there can be feelings that attend love, but feelings don't need to attend love. Love is a decision, and love is a decision to give oneself to another, to put oneself at the service of another, so that to seek the good of another as more important than your own good. That's love.
And I like the definition that our Father Joe Lobbock said about love. He says, when we look at the cross, we see the ultimate example of sacrificial, self-giving love in Jesus, with his arms spread out, giving us his all.
Of course. God is love, and so Jesus, who is God, shows us love in a human form. But all true human loves, of course, reflect the love that is God himself, who is love. And so love makes us more like God, that self-sacrifice, putting ourselves at the service of another, giving ourselves as a complete gift to another, that's love, and that makes us more, and the more authentic our love is, the more we are like God.
And St. John tells us more than once in his writings that God is love. And I like to think when we're going through the scriptures in the Old Testament, we maybe have this picture of God being kind of an angry, vindictive type of person. But when Christ comes along, he paints a picture of our Heavenly Father being a loving, merciful, compassionate God.
Yeah, exactly. Christ shows us in human form all the attributes of God himself. And Christ is as loving and compassionate as our Heavenly Father because he is the perfect image of the Father, and he is sent by the Father to lead us all back to the Father, to put us through his death and resurrection. He has shown us the way to enter into a relationship with our Heavenly Father here on earth, but also for eternity in heaven.
Okay. Question 401 in the UCAT asks, is there a priority of one sex over the other?
Yeah, of course not. And the answer is of course not. Men and women are equal. They enjoy equal dignity. Now, equality of dignity as persons does not mean uniformity. That is, men and women are different. And any attempts to cover over the differences between men and women can only lead to lack of love, to a diminishment of love. In fact, the full difference between men and women is very important in order to understand the fullness of love. God created man, men and women, in his image. Both the man and woman are created in God's image. And he did so so that he could reveal his goodness and his love to us.
Okay. Question 403 asks, how is sexuality related to love?
Yeah, the two go together. They're inseparable, sex and love. And, of course, in order for sexuality to be truly human, then there has to be this total self-giving that is love, that is this a commitment. You know, and we see that in marriage, of course. Okay, outside of marriage, human sexuality is not love. It is using, plain and simple. Only within the context of marriage is human sexuality fully love. And that is exactly why God created man and woman sexual, in order to express the fullness of love, which we see in marriage.
So I think maybe we should define adultery. When the Sixth Commandment says you shall not commit adultery, what do we mean by adultery?
Very good. Adultery is essentially having sex with someone who is not your spouse and who is married, if someone who is married having sex with someone who is not married, who they are not married to, rather, and vice versa. Because and under this commandment, we of course include fornication. And the difference between adultery and fornication is, in adultery, a married person is involved having sex with someone to whom they are not married, whereas in fornication, two unmarried persons are involved.
Okay. Question 404 asks, what is chaste love, and why should a Christian live a chaste life? So we need to maybe define chaste love.
Yeah,
what it
chastity.
Is.
The virtue of chastity. Of course, as a good student of St. Thomas Aquinas, I like to talk about morality in terms of the virtues. In other words, morality is not about following a set of rules and regulations. Morality is about developing the life of virtue. And the virtue of chastity, as with all virtues, is an interior disposition. That is, it's a character, interior character of ours, that inclines us to seek the good of human sexuality. The chaste person always wants to find, to express their sexuality so as to reveal the full goodness of human sexuality, and is inclined to do so with facility and ease. It is possible to develop the life of virtue, the virtue of chastity, so much so that one does not want to have sex outside of marriage. And, of course, the virtue of chastity comes under the virtue of temperance, the cardinal virtue of temperance. That is, the virtue of chastity includes that sacrifice, that self-sacrifice, that delay gratification, that discipline, that self-mastery and self-discipline that is part of the life of freedom and the life of love. You know, if someone doesn't have self-mastery, doesn't have self-discipline, in other words, if someone has not developed the virtuous life, they are diminished in their capacity to love. They are less free in seeking the good of human sexuality.
Father, wouldn't you also say, knowing the Ten Commandments and knowing the virtues and what they are and what they mean, if we can understand those, that will free us to live our lives knowing what the rules are, so to speak, or what the commandments are and the spirit of those commandments, as well as the virtues, knowing what those virtues are.
Exactly. You know, when we look at the way, because we're talking about the sixth commandment, so we're talking about the Ten Commandments, and if you look at the way that God gave the Ten Commandments to the Israelites, he basically gave them to them after he had already freed them from slavery in Egypt. In other words, God, through Moses, freed the Israelites from slavery in Egypt and then brought them into the desert so they could be alone with God, away from the world. And in that silence and in that personal encounter with God in the desert, God gives them the Ten Commandments and says, look, I have freed you. You didn't earn this freedom. I gave it to you freely because I love you. Now, if you want to remain free, then follow these Ten Commandments. Because if you don't follow these Ten Commandments, you will fall back into the slavery from which I just freed you. And we need freedom. We need freedom. You can't have love without freedom. God wants us to be free so that we can experience love.
And again, when he loves us, the only thing he really wants in return is of our own free will to love him back, and as well to love each other.
Exactly, because human happiness can only come through love. True, authentic, full love. That is, when we respect the good, when we seek the good of human sexuality, and adultery is contrary to the good of human sexuality, fornication is contrary to the good of human sexuality. When we seek the good of human sexuality, then we will be happy. Then we will be free. So it's not, and it's not simply a matter of following rules. It's a matter of being interiorly a person of love.
So how can anyone live a chaste life?
Yeah, that's the $64,000 question. How to live chastity. And I might say that every human person is called to live the virtue of chastity. Even the married person, there's a marital chastity, and that includes, engaging in human sexuality in a truly human and authentic way. Living the virtue of chastity. Developing the virtue of chastity means practicing self-sacrifice. It means practicing delayed gratification, learning how to put others before, and the good of others and the needs of others before your own, rather than simply wanting to fulfill your desires, seeking the good of others.
So you put others ahead of your own emotions or your drives, and in that way you get control over yourself and over your drives.
Exactly.
And emotions.
Self-mastery. Again, freedom. Love requires freedom, and freedom requires self-mastery, self-control, and that can only come through practicing self-sacrifice.
Well said, Father. We've been listening to Father Greg Maturi on the Sixth Commandment as we discuss the UCAT, the Youth Catechism of the Catholic Church. This has been Tim Perry, your host with Faith with Father. Until next time, may God bless you and yours. Bye for now.
This has been Faith with Father, a production of Living Bread Radio in Canton, Ohio. For an audio archive of this program, log on to livingbreadradio.com and click on Faith with Father. If you have a question or comment about today's program, email us at askfather@livingbreadradio.com. And join us again next time for another edition of Faith with Father.